guy got you further than you've ever gotten. Maybe that guy can be the guy to get you to the next level. Hello.
He got you to the like conference a Tiger, championship.
Well, in my opinion, it's kind of like the Tiger Woods swing change. I mean, he always was looking for something better. Like, they got, I mean, hello, in the 90s, you won, like, every event there possibly was. You were dominating. But then you're like, oh, I'm going to switch this up, and we're going to go somewhere else. So
I think my thing on Tiger is this. I may be way off, but here's been my philosophy or theory on Tiger. Tiger has been so close. I mean, he's obviously been the dominant player for the last however many years, right? Mm-hmm. Since 97 was his first year?
97.
So the bottom line is he has been the dominant guy. So there's only one. You're only competing against yourself at this point. I think he is looking to perfect something that cannot be perfected. I think he wants to have a swing that he can go do at any time and never have any sort of... But again, that's not golf. I don't think that's realistic. I think he has unrealistic goals as far as that goes. And that's why when you're winning and killing everybody else, that's not good enough.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I do think that, yes, he has very unrealistic goals. But it's really hard to say that you have unrealistic goals when you've done so much more than anyone else besides win the majors at that point. And at that point, you know, we all thought, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk, you know. So I think that it would be hard to sit idle. I don't think there's any good athlete that ever sits idle and says, oh, I'm good enough. I'm just going to stay where I am at.
That's a good point.
But, I mean, walking away and going, oh, I'm going to try someone else, I don't know if that was the right thing. I think that he could have obviously done more with Harmon.
The difference would be, I mean, again, you could look at it a lot of different ways, but my thing would be, okay, if I'm really doing well in my job, for example, let's just pretend. Let's go to fantasy land for a moment, shall we? And I'm doing really well, and I'm kicking butt, and I'm thinking, okay, wait, I'm the number one radio guy in the world. We're doing so well. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go in tomorrow, and I'm going to start doing my show in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, but I'm going to wing it. I mean, it's like you're already the best at what you're. Just continue doing what you're doing. I don't understand why.
Yeah, just use what you have and continue to do what you're doing. Just perfect what you're doing even more so, not, you know, go in and, like you said, start a whole.
It's not like he says, hey, I'm going to be less aggressive on par fives now. I'm not going to go for them all in two. You're talking about a swing change, something that's the very core fundamental of what you do.
But he had done the swing change before, and it worked out so well.
So he's got the Superman effect because all the athletes do. They think they can do anything. And if you think you can be better.
And I think there's a lot of people in this world that think Tiger can do anything. I think Tiger Woods would have been good at a lot. I don't know all, but a lot of any other sports. I think if Tiger Woods would have said, okay, I am going to be a Major League Baseball player.
Starting shortstop for the Yankees.
Whatever he was going to be. I believe that.
You believe that?
I do.
I do. I believe if his dad would have been into baseball instead of golf, that man would have been one of the best in whatever sport he chose.
Hmm.
He'd be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
If he had chosen it.
You don't believe that.
I honestly believe that. Oh, no, I do.
I might get with the baseball thing because his hand-eye coordination obviously is among the elite in the world.
But football, same thing, hand-eye coordination.
Not even close. No, it's not. I mean, playing quarterback and playing baseball, it's totally different skill set.
A quarterback is one of the smartest people out there.
He's very intelligent.
He's extremely intelligent.
I haven't seen anything from – I'd have to see Tiger play another sport to have any kind of feel.
He went to Stanford.
Yeah, he's a bright guy. There's no question. I mean, but comparing him to a golfer or a football player, rather, I think you're talking about apples and oranges. The baseball thing I could almost get with. That one would not be a stretch for me to believe.
But we saw his dad at 3 years old putting him on TV.
Yeah.
Wally, my dad could have had me out of the womb playing receiver and catching passes. Would I have been in the NFL?
Would you have been 6'2 and athletic?
No, but I'm just saying, just because you work on it doesn't mean you're going to be great at it.
Tiger, though, I don't think had, like, under, like you just said, you're 5'9"-ish. So you're 5'9"-ish. You, chances are, wouldn't be. Tiger is 6'1", 6'2". He is...
I never seen him do anything else. That's the thing. I don't have any idea.
You have no idea. But do you not believe that, like, his physical ability...
I don't think he would be a starting NFL quarterback, no.
I do.
I don't think...
I think if you would ask him if he could have been a starting NFL quarterback, had he put the time, effort, mental into what he did for golf, I think he could have been.
I think he'd be an elite clipboard holder for sure.
I think Phil Mickelson is not an athlete. I think he's a great golfer. And I think Tiger's a great athlete.
I agree with that statement.
Well, he's obviously, he's more physically, gifted. But I obviously his workout regimen and all that, if you put Phil through what he went through his career, again, when Phil came on the scene, he was obviously older than Tiger. That wasn't part of the thing. I mean, the fitness thing sort of caught on after Phil. So it was a little after Phil had already become an established golfer.
Phil's a great golfer, but if he had chosen baseball, he'd be a backup in the AA catcher system.
But you don't know that. I mean, he might have been a good starting pitcher.
I can
pitcher.
Have my opinion.
Well, we can all look. We
I
can
didn't
all,
get up at 6:30 and do show prep like you did.
These are all theories. These are all theories. We'll never know. I don't know how you get from Tiger's a really good golfer and a great, an athletic looking fella to he'd be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't see it.
Well, you can just watch. Look at his walk. How athletic it is.
On the bum knee.
Before the knee.
Okay.
I mean, I think that if you would ask anyone, I would actually be curious to ask other athletes if they believe that that statement be true.
Yeah. Well, again, nobody knows, so it doesn't matter who you ask. It's all really theorized. So.
Yeah, it is.
But the baseball thing is a good point. I never thought about that. If he wanted to be a great baseball player and had been trained from birth since to be a baseball player, I'm not sure that wouldn't have worked. But you'd have to have an innate gift, which is the hand-eye coordination, which he clearly possesses.
And he has the athletic ability, and he has the brains, and he has the work ethic. I mean, I think the list goes on and on.
And let's not forget, he has the ego.
There is
yes,
no question about there that.
There you go. And he believes it.
He's the only guy that probably could have been the starting shortstop in New York and run through more chicks than Derek Jeter did.
I think he and Jeter hung out a lot together.
Guaranteed. Speaking of chicks and Tiger Woods, his girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, the outstanding downhill skier, is on the circuit doing interviews for, I don't know why.
Olympics.
Yeah, I suppose. Their next
Winter
year.
Winter Olympics, yeah.
Yeah, not for a while. Nobody pays any attention to them until they're really going on. But the point is, she's doing the interview circuit. Part of the reason, of course, is because she's Tiger Woods' girlfriend. At least she is currently. I don't know how much longer it will last. Interviews like this are not going to keep her probably on the Tiger Woods circuit for too much longer. But just listen to this clip.
He's funny. I don't know. He's really laid back. He's a great guy. He's always making jokes. Very competitive, just like me. I don't know. We have very similar personalities, but if there's one thing I could say, he's funny. He's and fun
he's
to
goofy.
Be with. Like dorky, goofy.
Really? I don't know. You just don't think that Tiger Woods is kind of dorky. I don't know. He seems like such a cool customer.
He's probably not going to be that excited that I just said that.
That's okay.
He looks like a huge dork.
Yes. Well, I hope
everyone said he's a huge dork. That's not a huge secret.
I hope that they break up, though, because it would be a great story for them to break up because she said that, just like the story that's going around that Rory McIlroy broke up with
Tiger
Caroline,
Woods is a dork?
Caroline Wozniacki.
Tiger Woods is a huge dork.
That Rory broke up with Caroline Wozniacki because she tweeted out a picture of him sleeping with his mouth open.
Apparently they're back together. They were spotted together.
Tiger Woods led me to find out something about Vegas when we were out for a Taylor fight one time. Yep. They gave my photographer, Michael Woods, his room.
Really?
And it was four-bedroom suite.
A four-bedroom suite.
And we found out they have private gambling areas
for
celebrities. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because he was hooking up with John Daly and somebody else.
On that trip?
Yeah.
Well, the Taylor fight, I know he was hanging out with Charles Barkley.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was it. And the former receiver.
Roy Green was there.
They don't speak anymore, Barkley and Woods.
Yeah, the whole that whole deal, they had a falling out. Sad.
You should get Charles on.
Yeah, I should.
Oh, here, do you want me to call him?
I think if Joe Klein would talk to me, we'd be able to do that. Now, there's a guy that I could actually golf against and compete. That would be
fun. He would have come on last week before the Auburn game.
Yeah, I bet he would have. That's funny. I'm still waiting for him to run for governor of Alabama. Today is what? Wednesday? Must be, because Wally's here. Wednesday night, family night at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Order a large pizza of any kind, get a mini pizza free. I don't think that's a shot at us, Wally. I think that's like if you want to take your